All you that delight in pastime and pleasure, now list to my ditty wherein I will show. In London they'll say there is good store of treasure, and that for a certain there is many doth know. Great store of silver and gold you may see, with all things as pleasing as ever can be. There are fine shows and glistering sights, then come to the city for your delights. And yet there is many a country farmer, perhaps in objection this proverb may say, the country fruits they do help to adore her, and make her seem like to the flowers in May. True is the country London doth feed with such commodities as there doth need. But as for renown, true honor fights, so London town is the chief for delights. You see how the chiefest are thither resorting, and chiefly are there in the cold winter time. The city in winter is better for sporting than 'tis in the country in the summer prime. The lords and the knights and the ladies so gay may there take their pleasure and go to a play. Pleasure it flows there day and night, then come to the city for your delights. The country gentles and swaggering gallants will not spare their money to see this brave place. And if they want means, they'll sell their whole talents to see this brave city that is of such grace. With a brave gelding, a hawk and a hound will bravely come riding into this fair town, meaning to see all the famous sights. Thus they come to the city for their delights. Likewise there is many a country miser that will spare an angel, a mark or a pound, and bring up his wife with him for to suffice her, and happily on her bestow a new gown. From one place to another about they will go, and many brave pleasures his wife he will show. This is the humours of country wights, they'll come to the city for their delights. The weaver, the baker, the brewer, the miller, the glover, the tanner, the butcher, the barber, the joiner, the cooper, the sawyer, the turner, the tapster, the hostler, the clothier, the tailor, and many more trades that here I might name, that hear of brave London's renowned high fame. All those prepare both day and night to come to the city for their delights. The Spanish, the French, the Turk and Italian, and so do the Grecians come thither also. And likewise they do come from all parts of Holland, but seldom there any will back again go. The Germans come thither to vault and to dance, whose names in the city do highly advance. The outlandish lords with ladies and knights do come to the city for their delights. Likewise you have many that catch some mischances as they in the country are at their play. The maids and the young men, they love to have dances, and yet without music they'll pass time away. The maidens indeed, sometimes by mishap, with playing and toying, do soon catch a clap. Then to void blame and for their rights, they come to the city for their delights. Full well it is known such chances come many. The carriers indeed bring up maids to the city. And when they come there, it is unknown to any. These country lasses, oh, they are so witty. There's enow besides tailors that serve for a cloak and help limping Vulcan to bear up the yoke. Cupid he binds fast in men's sights, then come to the city for your delights. My aunt kept a maid, and she called her Mary, and she was beloved of the miller Tom. And as she went out in an evening with Sary, this miller by chance unto her did come. All the whole night until it was the day, Mary and Thomas together did play, but thought it were night, the moon shined bright, whereby Tom and Mary did take their delight. Within short time after her teeth fell to aching, and she doubted Thomas had got her with child. Thus was the poor lass in a pitiful taking, and in her doubt she was no whit beguiled. She safe was delivered, and Thomas he fled. This maid was churched, and the child was dead. She scaped all punishment by her fine flights, and came to the city for her delights. My lady's fine waiting maid met in the dark with John Bold, the coachman who caused her to stay. And she was invited by this gallant spark to learn a pretty, conceited, fine play. What game they call it, I cannot well tell, but in short time after her belly did swell. It made her often fetch grievous sighs, yet she came to the city for her delights. Thus you see plainly how that here is many a gallant young lass to the city doth come. Although they be broken, what is that to any? There's some maids come with them, although a small sum. They fit for the city as bells for a steeple, for in London dwelleth many sorts of people. Then come away, you noble wights, oh, come to the city fit for your delights. Fair London is ready to entertain many. You kindly are welcome, and so you shall find. But pray take my counsel and bring with you money, and then you shall see they will prove very kind. The kind-hearted lasses will welcome you all, and if you have money to pay what you call, come noble hearts where pleasure invites, oh, come to the city for your delights. Thus in my conclusion, all you that are willing to buy this new ditty whereby you may learn, perhaps you spend many a penny or shilling upon many trifles which little concern. O London is praised by all that her knows to be a place where joy and pleasure it flows. You that have wits may live by your flights, then come to the city for your delights.